on your radio dial at 100.3 FM and worldwide at TeamMyrtleBeach.com and the 100.3 The Team app. Welcome back to The Drive with Aaron Martz.
Gotta love those Facebook memories. Boy, they're going to be popping up like crazy for me the next year or two. You know, places I've been. And last year today, I was at the College Football Hall of Fame for Big South Media Day. And you guys have made this tough. You know, I know I'm making the right decision for me because of a lot of things that have happened here over the last week. I've gotten confirmation that this is the right call. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, one, the being able to hand the baton off to Pat and everything that's happened there, it's going so smoothly. All of a sudden, it was a little rocky at first, but it's gone real smooth. There's that. You know, also with my house being available here, I found out a few days ago that my sister needs some help. You know, she kind of, I'm not going to get into it, but she kind of got into a bad situation up in Virginia, and she just needs to get out of there. She just needs a fresh start, her and her daughters. And I'm able to give that to her. She's going to move into my house, you know, in a couple weeks. And that house is available because I'll be up in Raleigh for the most part. But I can still visit it because I've got family living there. So that's kind of a win-win all the way around. Just everything else. Everything is falling into place. It's been a really cool last couple of days. But you guys have made it tough. You know, the comments coming in, the words of encouragement, but also some of the sadness. I certainly appreciate it. It has been an absolute blast. But, you know, this thing is a grind. It's an absolute grind. You know, I would get comments from people all the time. Man, do you ever not work? No, not really. It is nonstop, you know, and it's totally worth it. But you get to a point where it's like, okay, I think I've got some other priorities. I think I need to make some changes, and that's what's come about. But everything is working out really well, and so I'm excited about that. All right, we got plenty to talk about here. We're going to talk about, what do you got, Pat?
So I did post that Marcus Lattimore is going to be in. I tagged him going to be in studio with us on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Susan writes in, so can I stop by and bring you donuts Monday morning at Producer Pat, or wash your car, or clean the studio, maybe around 7:15-ish?
That's good stuff. Oh, we have donuts today.
We do.
Diane, our traffic director, I thought they were going to be after the show, and so I stopped and got a biscuit this morning and a cup of coffee because I thought, you know, I eat a lot with the whole Ironman training. I eat like 5 meals a day, so usually I eat after the show as well, and my thought was, okay, I'm going to eat now because I'm starving when I wake up every morning, and then I'll have donuts later. Well, Diane showed up like before the show started, and she was like, donuts! I was like, what?
Next commercial break, we're all going out there.
Well, I felt like I had to have, so I'm stuffed now because I've had a biscuit and a Boston cream this morning. It's a good thing. Last night I did like 2,200 yards swimming, I did a lifting session, then I ran a 5K. That's a good thing that I did that because I'm gonna need it for today because apparently we got donuts, we're going out to lunch. I'm going to eat horrible today. I guess Friday can be a good cheat day, right, Pat? Get away from the grilled chicken and veggies and all that.
Well, you call it Friday. I call it every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a little PGA Championship. Let's talk a little sports. We got some different topics to get into with you. 843-652-3776 is the number. If you want to get in on the conversation, certainly hit us up on Twitter at 1003theteam. We'll talk about DJ in just a moment. Phil Mickelson, not a bad day. It didn't get off to the greatest start. But he ended up at 1 over, Jimmy Walker's at 5 under, so he's 6 strokes back after one day. You know, still manageable, but he's got to post a low number today. Here was Phil Mickelson talking about, you know, disappointment would be the key term to describe his round.
Hit shots like I hit those first 11 holes, it's very disappointing. However, I'm proud that I hung in there, fought, and got 3 back coming in. And I'm in a position where I know I'm playing well. If I go out tomorrow and just play a good round, I think I can shoot mid-60s and get back in it. And that's the goal. Unfortunately, I didn't get off to a great start like I did at the British. I mean, it's always easier. You shoot a good low number the first day. You've got momentum. It's just you're not trying to play catch-up. But I put myself in a position today where, although I have to go out and shoot a low round tomorrow to get back in it, at least I have the opportunity to go out and shoot a low round tomorrow and get back in it.
There you go. So Mickelson basically saying the same thing I said, you know, that he has a chance, but he has to shoot a low round today. You don't want to be playing catch up on Saturday and Sunday. We've seen so many times, especially as of late, where the guys in the lead on Saturday are the guys in the lead on Sunday. And so we'll see what happens today. Today will be a big moving day, I think.
I don't know if you got to watch much of the coverage yesterday on TNT.
I'm going
to
talk about that in just a sec. No, I didn't watch a lick of it.
I did, and the funny thing was, as soon as I turned it on, pretty much everyone that they were showing was doing terribly. And it wasn't, you know, the course. You know, obviously the rough is pretty tough there. The greens aren't exactly ideal for what some of these players want. But people were just making absolutely errant shots. I mean, just total shank sometimes. And so, this has proved to be a tournament. And I know that we had said, you know, we could, and the golf guys that were in here on Wednesday said, you know, we expect this tournament to be right around 7 to 8 under. 5 under was an amazing round by Jimmy Walker. And so Phil, who's only 6 off the lead, I think he has, like you said, the ability to come back and have, you know, back-to-back rounds or put some near the top of the leaderboard.
Well, and the reason that you saw awful shots is because the notable players stunk it up yesterday. You know, they had a hard time with it. Unfortunately for TNT, they did not have a TV cue sheet ready to go for, wait for it, Jimmy Walker, Emiliano Grillo, Ross Fisher, Martin Keimer, and Harris English. Those were not the guys that were discussed in the production meeting, that they were going to be following around getting their shots. You know, they were going to be following guys like Mickelson, who was at plus one, DJ, who had a nightmare of a day, Jordan Spieth. You know, Jordan Spieth, where did he end up for the day? Did you see where his final score ended up, Pat? I see Jason Day is at 2 under.
Jordan
so
Spieth, I believe, is at even.
Okay, so, I mean, he's in the mix, but still, these are the guys we expect to see at the top of the leaderboard. Here's Jordan talking about his round, and, you know, this is kind of becoming the norm, starting off at, say, even, and he's not real happy about it.
Yeah, it actually got me back in the tournament. You know, I haven't started off a tournament with a low round to start the tournament in quite a while, which is a bit of a bummer. And the same this week. I mean, if I, you know, I had plenty of chances early to get to 3-4 under, but I'm only 5 back. We get fresh greens. Not sure. Maybe have some start and stopping tomorrow. But if I can post something like 4 or 5 tomorrow, we're definitely back in the thick of things.
It's funny, I look on PGA Tour.com or PGA.com, they actually have little video cameras next to the guy. You can watch like every shot. And the first guy on the leaderboard that has a video camera next to his name is actually the guy that Jeff Deal said to stay completely away from, that he might still be drunk from partying at the Open Championship. Henrik Stenson is actually tied for 5th at 3 under par. And the way he's looking at it is he can always be better.
He could always be better, but... I feel like I'm pretty clear on what I need to do with my game, with my swing and everything. And then the challenge this week was to be back in there mentally and focused. And on one or two occasions, I think I slipped and I probably paid the price on that 3-footer that I missed on 9 because I wasn't as decisive as I need to be. But I think the most important thing is what you do afterwards, and I felt like I gave myself a little kick in the butt after missing that one, and I was better committing on my lines and my strokes from there on. So confidence level is pretty good, but it can always be better.
By the way, there are 6 players that have video cameras next to their name that you can watch basically their entire round that are below the cut line right now. That includes DJ, that includes Rory McIlroy, that includes Keegan Bradley, that also includes Billy Horschel, who they've got a camera on to follow along with his round. So they have got some work to do. They've got some work to do. Right now the cut line is sitting at plus one going into today's Friday round at the PGA Championship. How about the guy at the top of the leaderboard? Not who we expected to be there. This is a guy, he's kind of fallen off a little bit lately, hasn't he? We haven't talked about him in a long time, but wasn't he like number one in the FedEx Cup rankings like 2 years ago at the end of the season? Didn't he come in like, he didn't win it.
Right.
But he came in as like the number one seed.
He had about a 2 or 3 year span where he was winning or getting top tens in the first half of every PGA season and then would falter pretty much right around, I would say the U.S. Open time period, and the rest of the season would be just a wash. He would not play well the back end of the season. This is actually the first major, and I said in the sports report, this is his first major where he's actually led, and he's tied his low round at 5 under. So, I mean, it's definitely a different spot for Jimmy Walker to be in, but he's one of those consistent players that can really put a hurting on a course that's really not going to be, you know, gentle to you.
So Jimmy Walker is sitting there after a 5-under round. Here is what he had to say in terms of, You know, he wants to become the next first-time major winner.
Yeah, I want to win one. I mean, it would be huge. So that's the whole purpose and the goal and being here is to win. I feel like I've prepared and I'm ready to go this week, and it's nice that, you know, that's what showed today. I felt like I was ready to go.
All right, so there's Jimmy Walker talking a little bit. But obviously the story of the tournament, you know, we'll see if Jimmy Walker can hold serve. We'll see if Henrik Stenson can make it two in a row. Can he turn it on today? That's really surprising given that the Open Championship just wrapped up, you know, 11 days ago and that he's bounced back and is playing as well as he is. I really thought that he might come in with a little bit of a hangover like Jeff Deal thought the other day. But the story are the guys that really are not playing well, and they might be slamming the trunk, and they're also not going to the Olympics, so they are going to get the chance to get some time off coming up. One is Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy goes out and shoots 4 over par yesterday, so he's sitting there 3 strokes back of the cut line right now. We'll see what he can put together. And then Dustin Johnson. Oh my gosh. 7 over par. That is 6. What does CP mean? I guess that means club pro, right? He's beating 3 club pros. 1, 2, 3. And 4 pros. That's who he's not even beat. No, he's not beating them. Hold on. He's tied with a few of those guys. He's beating 3 club pros and 2 pros.
Two pros you've never even heard of.
Yeah, James Morrison from Sweden. That guy on my fantasy golf team. And Brandon Stone from South Africa. I think I've heard of him. I think he did something one day. And then the other guys, you got Brad Larden, a club professional, who shot 13 over par. That's just a bad day. You know, he's 83 at the PGA Championship. Brad Ott and Rick Schuler. That's who Dustin Johnson's ahead of right now. He is tied with Tony Finau, which is a shock, and a bunch of club professionals that he's tied with. Rocco Mediate is beating him by 1 right now. This is not 2008 Rocco Mediate that went toe-to-toe with Tiger Woods. This is 2016 Rocco Mediate, who I'd love to have a beer with sometime. So here is the audio that we were able to track down from Dustin Johnson after the round. Yeah, DJ left. He didn't talk to anybody. He's gone. That's all we were able to find. I mean, we posted, we clicked the video. It was like DJ talks after PGA Championship round. I think they put it up too soon, Pat. I think they were like gonna post a video. It's like this video camera that's following him around for the round, and they're like, geez, we need to find somebody else to follow. And so, I think they left to find, they were trying to find Jimmy Walker, and they realized his round was already over with. So the camera people just left too. So there was no video. What a disaster.
Seriously.
I mean, how does he even shoot 7 over par?
He had a bunch of holes where he just struggled. I'm going to bring up his scorecard because it really wasn't, the entire round. He actually had some good pars in there, but at the same time, his driver looked like he was playing well with his driver, but he really was missing putts. He was just not his normal self. He had a double bogey on 3, one birdie on the entire day, and that was on number 9. So, also, you know, the long hitter. This course is, as Jeff Deal and Brian Steffen told us, the last 2 holes, 17 and 18, are par 5s. He has a par and a bogey. That is something we definitely do not see from Dustin Johnson normally. He usually is one of those guys who can birdie or even eagle a lot of those par 5s on the PGA Tour.
He's not making the cut. He would have to go out and shoot like a record round to make the cut, and I just don't see how he's going to turn around and do that the day after. So pretty tough, and really shocking for the way that his year is gone. But hey, you know, golf is hard. That's all we can say. Golf is hard, and sometimes it catches up with you, and the hot streak has to end sooner or later. And you just hope that he. We have a Ryder Cup this fall, right? Don't we have the Ryder Cup? So you hope that he bounces back for that. That'll be his next big event, and then I guess you got the playoffs as well. So pretty tough. Probably not going to see him over the weekend, though. All right, we'll talk more about the PGA Championship. Is this one tough to watch? Is it tough to follow along with? I mean, I know I've had kind of a wacky week, but still, I've been talking about this all week. It's just weird with where it is in the placement and the calendar and all that. And so we'll talk about that. Also, we've been trying to get to this for 3 days now, Redskins and Browns training camp update. We'll give each of those about 2 minutes for you because Remy put together such a nice script for me. I feel compelled that I should read it. So we'll do that for you coming up next. But first, I want to remind you, you're listening to The Drive, and as always, for the last 5 years and continuing, we're brought to you by Tire Town, your Michelin and BF Goodrich dealer. Tire Town has the largest selection of Michelin and BF Goodrich tires available to you on the Grand Strand, so you can stop in resting easy knowing they have the right set of tires regardless of the make and model of your vehicle. You can also get all of your preventative maintenance needs taken care of as well. So make it a regular habit of stopping into any one of Tire Town's 5 Grand Strand locations. You can view location details, store hours, schedule your next appointment by visiting them online at TireTownSC.com. All right, a little more PGA Championship and some NFL training camp talk coming up next.